everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. This is David Collins. We'll be playing some great video game music, so have a listen and hope you enjoy. So, to start things off, we'll be dealing with a game that was released fairly recently, a bit ago. It was an open-world game that let you roam the cities of Chicago hacking things. Yes, you played as Aiden Pierce in the video game Watch Dogs, spelt all uppercase with an underscore instead of a space between the words watch and dogs. It had a very impressive demo when it was first released, you know, showing a nice trailer for it, showing gameplay. And when it was released, some people felt disappointed that it didn't match up, but other people really liked it and it sold well and everything. But overall, I liked Watch Dogs. I thought it was a fun game. I thought it did some pretty cool stuff. I liked the hacking. I liked exploring the city of Chicago, which was nice because it actually visited the city of Chicago. And I think it has a nice soundtrack as well. But so, without further ado, let me just give you one of my favorite tracks from the game. This is called Jackson Safety. It's from a mission where you're trying to rescue someone. And I'll just play it for you now and hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. And what you just heard there was Jackson Safety. It is from the video game Watch Dogs, developed by Ubisoft, and the music was composed by, well, possibly Brian Reitzel, but apparently there were additional composers on this music, on this game, by Peter Connolly, Dave Kirsten, and Pavel Maksevich. And since that Peter Connolly kind of likes his synth, maybe he's had a hand in it as well. Who knows? So, Watch Dogs, as I've said, is a game where you go around the city of Chicago hacking stuff. You play Aiden Pierce, who basically starts you the game in a traumatic event and basically has decided to become a vigilante, but not the sort of vigilante that, you know, is against all crimes, just, you know, the sort that other people commit, since you can, just like every open world game in the vein of Grand Theft Auto, suddenly decide to shoot random civilians, get cops after you, decide to shoot the cops, get more cops after you, decide to try to throw, get the cops blown up and get even more cops after you, get into a car and get on a high-speed chase, and usually end up dying by totaling the car, trying to get out, trying to race for another car while the cops shoot you down. Or maybe something else totally happens as well. Like many open-world games, there's a whole element of exploration and driving around in a contemporary city, but you've also got this nice little thing, because you have a phone that hacks everything in the city. And the city has actually rather... dumbly, but I'm not going. But part of the whole point of the game is the question of this. Decided that, hey, we're going to have our entire city systems on one system, one single operating system that will control everything in the city. So we are talking traffic lights. You can hack traffic lights. So, like, you know, a car crashes into the ones you're going behind you. You can hack bridges, which is nice because it's in Chicago and they've got some nice bridges. So you can, like, decide, I'm about to cross this bridge, but I want to do this more exciting. So you hack the bridge goes up, and then you ramp across it and have a fun time. And, of course, you can also, there's also a lot of, like, traffic blockers up, which seem to go up immediately after you hack it. So just like in that scene in Lucy, you know, you drive right over the bollards, you suddenly hack them so that they go straight up, and then the police cars behind you crash into them and get completely totaled. It's a fun little romp, and there's also a bunch of little mini games and hacking things you can do as well, and overall it just can get pretty a lot of fun. I'm going to play you another track from this game. This one is called Bunker. It is from a place in the game that is, surprise surprise, a bunker. And as I said, the composer is Brian Reitzel, with possibly also by Peter Connolly, David Kirsten, and Pavel Maksevich. So, have a listen and hope you enjoy. Thank you. And that was the bunker theme from Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs actually can be very fun with its hacking mechanics. For instance, one time I had to hack a little terminal inside a building. Well, actually, it kind of happens more than once. But of course, the game does give you standard gunplay where you can do cover-based shooting and jump out and try to shoot them all the enemies that are in your way and everything. But what I did was hack at a security camera, then moved the security camera to look at another security camera, then hacked it, because apparently in this world hacking works by line of sight, even if you're controlling a camera that's line of sight. And then I was able to like manipulate stuff, like set things to explode or things to drop, and then just hop from camera to camera until I found my target and then hack that. So that's kind of one of the fun little mechanics of Watch Dogs and this sort of camera hacking, which is totally unrealistic. But it is kind of crazy the amount of times you see a group of bad guys in an area and know that just by like hacking things to explode or hacking a car alarm to suddenly distract them, or even overloading their mobile phone so it suddenly starts to warms up and practically explodes unless they get it off themselves fast enough. It's nice to know that you can pretty much mess with your opponent's heads without them even knowing you were there. And that whole mobile phone exploding thing, that actually reminded me of this book I read called iBoy, so I don't know. But actually, speaking of, there's also a bit of influence from other things, like if you've ever watched the TV series Person of Interest, since the part of the thing is that you're able to figure out where crimes are about to take place, and then you have to intercede in the criminal at the exact right moment, because if you intercede too quickly, so you got to catch them in the act, so to speak. It's a little fiddly, but it's still pretty nice, fun mechanic. But as long with all these little cool stuff and the hacking and the, you know, messing with people's heads and the really nice location of Chicago and its buildings and everything, the game also really does try to attack privacy and issues, given the information age. I wasn't expecting the game to handle it that well, but it handled it pretty serviceably. It covered like the regular stuff, like how, you know, if all your information is one place, you know, it can be it could be just used to blackmail you. As you go through the street, you can like see random tidbits of information from every person you walk by. Some of it is kind of boring and silly, and some of it's kind of like interesting. And there's a lot of medical diagnosis which made me kind of depressed. I mean, there's nothing more depressing than like, you know, walking along a street and scanning random people and then finding out the person beside you has a terminal illness. The game also has one of its mini games has you hack into security cameras and see people's, you know, see a feed directly from someone's house, which is kind of scary. But to be honest, I wasn't that keen. I think the fact that this game lets you see video footage from people's private lives, it reminds me of the mind reading from The World Ends With You or Ghost Detective game I was talking about. It's just that when games try to explore people's lives, their lives tend to be very boring. I mean, I've read in books a lot of like really nice little insights, or I look around the world and know that everyone's got fascinating details. But, you know, when the game does it, it just doesn't seem quite that exciting. And there is some mundane stuff, but also some kind of hilarious stuff. Like, apparently a kid's playing a video game and the parent is complaining about, well, this game doesn't make sense. And I'm laughing, ha 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 ha. There's also another little side mission also tells you of a really interesting thing involving technology that, and that's kind of spoiling, but the police get guns that can actually record data about them, like when they're fired and everything. So they put them on the street so that when people fire the guns, the police will automatically have pure evidence linking them to the crime. But of course, it raises the ethical issues of, wait a second, if the police are putting the guns in the streets, aren't they already contributing to the crime? And then you're saying, well, they would have been shot anyway. And it's like, but then they're saying, yeah, but does that make it right? You're still contributing. And I like this mission because it actually does what good sci-fi does. It takes existing technology, moves it up in a trend to where they'll have a real effect in life, and see them being used in an area of society that you could actually plausibly see them being used in, and actually asks questions about whether it'll be ethical. I mean, the whole question of do you help start a crime in order to catch the criminals is one that police forces face, and this demonstrates how in the technological age new elements to that question could be answered. But there's also a little more fun parts to the game, and that includes the multiplayer game. I'll get around to that in a sec, but for now I'll play something called Helicopter Chase Music. You don't get to control helicopters in this game or any flying vehicle. You do get to control boats, of course, and cars and motorcycles, which is kind of fun. But no helicopters. You spend most of your time getting pissed off at helicopters, either trying to get the police helicopters off your tail or using your smartphone to scramble their electronics for a while to give you time to escape, which is kind of fun because it's like, haha, you got a helicopter, but I've got a smartphone and I'm using it to take you down for a short period of time. And it's like, Take that, suckers. But for now, I'll give you Helicopter Chase. It is by also by Ryan Rizal and also potentially by Peter Connolly, David Kristen, and Peter Mamichev. And have a listen and hope you enjoy. And that was the Helicopter Chase music from the game Watch Dogs by Ubisoft. So, as I said, one of the nice little elements of Watch Dogs is the multiplayer. I was playing it on the PC and it was very, very seamless. The reason I say seamless is because sometimes it's so seamless, sometimes you don't even know you're playing multiplayer. And I mean that in the most literal intention possible. Now, I suppose one of the good things you want to do about a game that talks about like integrated systems and like Google storing, like Google like companies storing all your personal information and about hacking and the information age and such, is that you want to foster a decent sense of paranoia. And the game does this by a couple of things, but partially by giving this idea that when you're just going around and not in a particular mission, somebody could be watching you anytime, anyone. And this person is actually someone else from another place in the world, connected, playing the same game on their internet, who's decided to play a multiplayer game that suddenly drops them in on your game for no, without any sign on your end that this has even happened. So this can actually is a really, really cool gameplay mechanic, even though it feels, at first it feels like, whoa, this is kind of invasive. They're making someone join my game without me even knowing about it. But in a game about that tries to tackle the issues of privacy in our world, that's actually a really freaking good idea. Also, it kind of makes it a bit more tense because sometimes you'd be going around and you suddenly see a car or a person just acting away and say, wait a sec, that's not controlled by a regular NPC. That's by an incompetent hacker and then you try to find them. And of course, you can do the exact same thing. You can request a hacking target and then tail someone and see, get a voyeuristic view of someone playing their game the way they want to play it. And sometimes it's exciting, like they're driving across or messing around with bridges or something, and you have to track them with security cameras. And sometimes they're just standing there playing a shell game, completely unable to see you at all. The whole tailing person is just fun. It's like a good voyeuristic version. And there's also an extra mode, which is called like hacking, where basically you can still tail someone, but then you can start hacking their phone and they have to find you where you are. It's basically a game of hide and seek. But so you have to keep hiding before they find you, before the time runs out. But the crazy thing is that you could just be walking through the game when suddenly it's a sign pops up saying you've been hacked. You're given an area and you have to find out where your enemy person is, the enemy player is playing. And this is pretty frantic. And because essentially suddenly you're walking around saying, oh dear gosh, someone on the internet is trying to attack me. And you could just walk off, but you know, there's reputation at stake and you want to get this person and you don't want to have them hacking your data. So you go off and find them and try to find them. And sometimes, you know, they could be hiding in a crowd or in a small little place and you just have to like scan them all and try to find out which one is the right one. So the fact that this game can be suddenly thrown on you without any warning is just pretty a lot of fun. And it's very smooth like that. You know, for instance, when you join Grand Theft Auto Online recently got a lot of controversy because, you know, Grand Theft Auto 5, because they had you wait for a lot of times. But with Watch Dogs, usually you only load as much as time to take to move to another part of the city. And, you know, you can still play the game while you're connected to a game. So it's just a lot of fun that you can, like, you can suddenly, you know, jump in on someone else's game and screw with them, or suddenly be walking around and suddenly be screwed with. There's also a few other gameplay modes, like a kind of a shooting thing, and also there's one thing where you basically play a car pursuing the police, and the other person can actually has an app they download to their iDevice or Android, I assume, and they can control the police to try to track you down. And of course, you can then download the app yourself and try to track other people down. So in short, Watch Dogs is kind of a fun little game. It's well, not really little, since it's just massive in scope, but it's a fun game I found that's, you know, expansive, got a great big world of Chicago to explore, lots to do, a couple of interesting things to say about the information age, and got some decent good time and got a few good times in it, so I liked it. So this has been David Collins with BitNote. I shall leave you now with Escape from Chicago, and this was most definitely composed by Brian Ritzel. And of course, it's from Watch Dogs by Ubisoft. So, this has been David Collins with BitNote. Thank you very much for listening.